Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, we are back on WWL at Manning Family Children's, and this is the Light Up the Season Radiothon. I'm Dave Cohen along with Newell Norman, and we just had an amazing patient, Easton, step up. He's getting his microphone ready, and so we apologize there for being a little late on coming back, but we don't apologize for begging you for donations. We have gotten five pledges so far this hour, and they set our goal at 33. So I really need you, if you're out on your lunch break and you're going to grab some food, or you're sitting at your desk and eating, or wherever your workplace is, just take a moment between courses or whatever to call 888-780-8811 or text NOLA Kids, NOLAKIDS, to 34984. And give any amount, because TrainSouth.com is matching your dollars this hour, so you double your money for every donation you make. And you can even come by. Say hi. Shake Newell Norman's hand. Say hey to all of us here at Manning Family Children's, and you can bring a donation with you when you come in.
Absolutely. Help us. Help them. We need 29 more donations in this hour. We've set our goal high.
Yes.
Because we are believers.
Yes, we did 21
in our listening audience.
We did 21 the first hour, 25 the second hour. So now they think we can do 33 this hour, and I have no doubt our listeners will step up and meet that goal. So Easton, you got your microphone on? You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
So Easton, I see you got a couple of tubes. You got a bag you're carrying with you.
Yes, sir.
But you got a smile from ear to ear. What are you doing here at Children's, at Manning Family Children's?
Just coming here, helped me a lot.
Well, what happened?
Long story. Well, short story. I can say whatever. but I was playing with fire. Never do that. Never. I put gasoline in a cup, and I was just spraying it on there, and then the vapor got my whole hand, and then I started running. Dad told me stop, drop, and roll. That's what I did. And then he covered me up with his jacket, and I went to the hospital, and they helped me out really a lot.
So you were playing with fire, and the fire caught your clothing on fire.
Yes, sir.
That had to hurt like nothing else.
Mm-hmm, it did.
When did this happen?
When did this?
November 3rd.
November 3rd.
Yes.
Okay, so about a month ago.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Mom. Mom, what's your name?
Brandy.
All right, Brandy and Easton are here with us, and about a month ago, you set yourself on fire.
Yes, sir.
Now, how are you feeling?
Feeling good. Feel like normal.
Yeah? How bad was it?
Not that bad, really.
Mom, how bad was it?
It was bad. he got some fourth degree and third degree burn all over his chest and the back side of his back and his entire right arm, right hand, left hand, and he took off running, and he was told not to, but he did. He took off running and
on fire.
Yes, on fire. So my husband was able to smother him to put it out. But we were here since the 3rd. We just got home yesterday, and Children's has been a complete blessing to us and to him along his journey.
Wow. It's amazing. You know, he says it wasn't that bad, but I know Mom tells us
it was bad. It was really bad.
And we're joined by the child life therapist, Corinne. And thank you, Corinne, for joining us today. So tell us a little bit about, from y'all's end, what was going on.
Yeah, well, it's such an honor to work with burn survivors like Easton. And my role is to help patients feel safer in the hospital by helping them understand what's going on from their perspective, from Easton's 10-year-old perspective. So that's everything from making sure he could play VR games to talking him through what the next steps were and going with him to the operating room. And he was a pleasure to work with, and his family too.
How many operations did you have, Easton?
Right now, I think I had 8.
8 surgeries?
8 surgeries? Yeah. Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow, and no big deal to you. Right?
And I'm about to have one this Friday.
My goodness. Corinne, are you surprised that Easton is kind of downplaying all this? It wasn't that bad. I've only had 8 surgeries. Is this what you normally see in children when they suffer severe burns?
You know, it really depends on each kid. Everyone's personality is different, and that's our job as the hospital to know every kid and figure out how to support them. And Easton is really good at being present in the moment and knowing what he needs in the moment. And right now he's out of the hospital, he's healing. He was just saying that every time he goes to surgery, it gets smaller. Like his bandages get smaller. And so I think for him in the present moment, it's not that bad, but it was really hard. And he's been through some really hard things and been so brave about it.
Keep up the great work. I mean, attitude is everything, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell. You got a beautiful smile, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't expect to see a kid.
That's a killer smile. I mean, it truly is.
Yeah, you don't expect a kid you saw a month ago covered in 3rd and 4th degree burns, smiling ear to ear and saying, "Ah, it ain't that bad."
So how from your perspective, how have the folks been here at Manning's Children?
Very good. They helped me out a lot. It made me feel very eased off and like they got this.
You had to have had scary moments though, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, we all do, right?
Yes, sir.
And from the moment you came in, what did you feel?
I was asking my dad 100 times, am I going to die? He said, no. That's one fear to me. But
well, that has to be a real fear that you have. Mom, you had to have that fear.
Oh, yeah. I had all sorts of fears because he plays football and he's a running back. And is he going to be able to play again? Is he going to be able to function normally? Again, you know, this is the first time we've ever had to deal with any situation like this, and Children's truly made it an ease and made us feel right at home in the midst of everything and truly stepped up and just showed out. And he's one of the toughest kids I know to go through everything that he went through with a smile on his face and not complained at all, hardly any. And we're very blessed.
They assured you he will be able to play football again. He'll be able to have a normal childhood again.
Yes.
Maybe not right now.
Right.
And after 8 surgeries, how you doing?
I'm doing good. We're just, you know, like she said, we're taking things day by day. I'm a planner, a big planner, so this has been a huge adjustment for me personally. But we just take things day by day, and, you know, we are very blessed to have walked out of the situation because I know there's some kids who are a lot worse than he is as far as, like, when they get burns and stuff like that. And it could have been a lot worse than what it was, so I can't really sit here and complain at all about it.
If you want to help kids like Easton and his parents and caregivers like Corinne, call 888-780-8811 now, or text NOLA Kids to 34984 so that we know that when unfortunate things happen, and you said, don't play with fire, I heard you, Easton, you've learned your lesson, but things happen.
Yes, sir.
Life happens.
It's an accident.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And those needs arise. So we need everyone to help.
But how blessed are we to have a burn unit in a children's hospital in the city of New Orleans?
Right.
Because not all have burn units, right?
Not at all.
And, you know, so we are very, very fortunate to have that here for Easton and others.
Right.
And I know that I can see the thankfulness in your face, you know, when we're talking about this.
Yes, yes.
Corinne, what is your message to parents who have unfortunate things happen? Kids play with fire. Accidents happen. Mistakes are made. But you and the staff here at Manning Family Children's are here to help as long as you have the resources to keep doing that.
Absolutely. My message to parents is that we want to help your family be a great team and support each other and be there for your kids. And we want to bring our expertise so we can all work together to make the hospital as least stressful as possible, knowing that these emergencies are very scary and very hard on families.
All right. Well, buddy, good luck on your 9th surgery. Glad that you, after a month here staying in the hospital, are now out of the hospital, and you're able to go home in between your treatments now, huh?
Yes, sir.
What is this thing you're carrying with you?
So it's just like a wound vac. Yes, sir, and it basically just sucks up all the wetness and stuff, and then it goes in there.
So as you heal, this removes the fluids from your body that your wounds are producing.
Yes, sir.
And you don't mind carrying that around as long as you get better, huh?
Yes, sir. It's not even really that heavy.
Wow.
He has the greatest attitude.
All right. Well,
Thank you, Easton,
can you walk down to that gong for me? Mom, you want to help him with the wound vac? Because we need – Easton, people have called in to help and make sure that you get the care you need and others do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And Mike W. in Metairie just gave $5,000. And so Easton's going to go down, and he's going to hit the Kia of Covington Happy Kia gong for us 10 times because Mike W. was so generous. And Mike, thank you. And by the way, all that money is going to be doubled, and that is that doubling from TrainSouth.com. All right, go for it, Easton.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Woo!
Go Easton!
Go Easton!
Easton, feel better. Get better soon. We're so glad that you were able to receive the care you need here at Manning Family Children's. And Newell, people are stepping up. We're up to 7 donations. Oh, I'm sorry, 8 total donations now this hour.
Come on, folks. We've got to bring it home. 33. We need 33.
Oh, man. But with stories like that, how can you not pick up the phone and dial 888-780-8811 or text NOLA Kids to 34984? Corinne, tell us about your role here at Children's. What do you do at Manning Family Children's, and how do these donations help you do your job?
Yeah, I'm a certified child life specialist, so our job is to help patients feel safer in the hospital and reduce stress, and that's everything from making sure they can play, right? Kids need to play. That's their job. That's how they understand the world, but also helping them understand why am I at the hospital? Why did this happen? How are you helping me? What's going on? Easton mentioned he was afraid he was going to die, and that happens a lot. Kids don't understand what's going on in the hospital, and it's our job to explain it to them and help them understand this was a really big emergency, this is what's going to happen, and these are the steps we're going to take to help you feel both physically safer and emotionally safer while you're here.
Well, the emotional and mental side is so important, right? I mean, we see it with him, and you know, I mean, Easton's attitude is just incredible.
He's
to me.
He's such a special kid, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it obviously his recovery is going to, I think, going to go at a much faster pace because of it.
Right? Absolutely. His personality and drive is such a protective factor in his healing. And our whole team, 3Center, the Burn medical team, we're all so lucky to have worked with him. It's been a real honor.
You know, so your department is
Did he do hyperbaric?
Nope.
Your department is responsible for things like the bluey blow-ups that we see in the hallway, the Christmas trees, the menorahs, the balloons.
That is a collaboration with us in marketing. One of our jobs is to make sure that everything that would happen outside the hospital can happen here too. We still need to celebrate the holidays, and whether that's inside a patient's room because they can't leave the room, or making sure they can come to an event at the hospital. How can we normalize their experience and make sure they can still go through those milestones while they're here?
So you bring video games into hospital rooms for kids, baby dolls, whatever you can do.
Absolutely.
To make smiles like Easton's showing us right here.
Exactly. And sometimes that means like the therapeutic goal is like, let's play, let's feel better and more like ourselves at the hospital. And sometimes I'm like, okay, we're going to put this IV in the doll so that we can normalize this a little bit and make it a little less scary.
So the doll gets an IV before the patient so they can see what's happening.
Ideally. But, you know, sometimes we're chasing an emergency, right? And so we do it when we can.
Absolutely incredible, folks. That's what your dollars are being spent on when you donate to 888-780-8811 or text NOLA KIDS to 34984. The attention to detail here is so, I mean, you see it as soon as you walk in, right? You can't help. There's no way to miss it.
Right, exactly.
There's just absolutely no way to miss it.
Folks, be a part of it. Like Mark M. was in Slidell, he gave $250. That gets the cowbells. Every donation of at least $180, like a miracle maker, gets the cowbell. If you give $500, you get the Kia of Cummington. Happy Kia Gong. Thank you to Kirschman in Metairie for $100. Folks, we need you to step up. I know it's lunch hour. You're a little distracted, but please text right now, NOLA KIDS, to 34984 or call 888-780-8811. We need 26 more donations in the next 24 minutes. So we need at least one a minute. Please be a part of it. Please help us meet our goal and help kids like Easton, who is recovering from these third and fourth degree burns but smiling ear to ear. We're back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.